Excellences, mesdames et
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, committee members, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure for me to welcome you to the 482nd meeting of the Committee Against Enforced Disappearance. Today we have a constructive dialogue with Honduras on additional information submitted by Honduras pursuant to Article 29, Paragraph 4 of the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. It's a pleasure for me to welcome Mr. Rodolfo Pastor de Maria, the State Secretary, the head of delegation from the Presidency's office, as well as the large delegation from Honduras. Before giving the floor to the delegation, I'd like to explain the methodology we follow during our constructive dialogue today. First of all, let me point out that, regrettably, we are starting our dialogue with a little delay because of a communication error, but we will optimize the time available to us to proceed with our constructive dialogue and ensure that all questions and replies can be provided by the Honduran delegation. We will strive to make up for the time lost with the committee and the delegation so that we have the necessary area available for our dialogue. We are dealing with the procedure pursuant to 29.4, additional information, and the committee has chosen priority topics upon which it will focus its dialogue. For Honduras, the key topics chosen by the committee are legislative harmonization and the institutional framework, disappearances in the context of migration, investigations and research on migration. As pointed out during the transmission of topics to the delegation, this list is not necessarily exhaustive in nature. In principle, we will have 3 hours in which to conduct our dialogue. That is what was planned, and we will see how we will actually proceed to the best of our ability. But we will, in any event, start out with a presentation of additional information provided by the state party, and the delegation of Honduras will have a maximum time period of 15 minutes. Sir, Your Excellency, you have the floor. Thank you very much indeed.